Now, verse 8, we come to the deacons now. And here are the requirements of deacons. And we are told here, in like manner must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not two-faced. And that can be a dangerous thing. A man that tries to please everybody or doesn't have the courage to stand his own. There is a fine balance between a Mr. Milquetoast and a dictator. But an officer in the church ought to be somewhere between those two. And he should not be given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. And again, I'm not going to enlarge on that because I take it just like it is. I believe the Bible teaches temperance. And I think that's the important thing. I do not think the Bible teaches total abstinence, because you must remember, there weren't many medicines back in those days, and wine was a medicine, and it can be a medicine if it's used that way. And after all, isn't about 50% of the medicines that you and I take today, isn't the base of them alcohol? In fact, they found out a woman that was head of one of these temperance movements. She died, and she died of sclerosis of the liver. And they couldn't believe it because it had been caused by alcohol. And they found out that she had taken a tonic for years that was 70% alcohol. I'm telling you, she was teaching total abstinence, but she sure wasn't following it. She was really taking a medicine that she said helped her. It was 70%. So alcohol can be used in a way that's medicinal, but I think when it's used in the way of being a beverage, then's when the problem arises. It should be a medicine. And Paul's going to say that to a young preacher here, to take a little wine for his stomach's sake. And that was because Timothy probably had a little trouble with his tummy. I guess as a young pastor, he had trouble with a bunch of deacons. And that'll give you an ulcer quicker than anything.